IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Well, this is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoint, and here I am your host. This is Asma. And I'm very pleased to have two very dear guests, Brother Ali and Sheikh Ruhullah. Well, utopia. Everybody talks about it. Everyone has an imaginary place in their mind in which everything is just so pitchy and perfect and there is no error and everybody is an angel. Does such a place really exist?
Should we start with that? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To reach to this answer, it actually requires some introduction and introductory steps to go to say that such a thing exists or does not exist. But we can talk about that. We can talk about this issue that it was among the important issues and concerns of human being from the, let's say...
Ancient ages.
From the, let's say, scholars of the Greece till today. And it has been in their works and literature, and it has been seen. But we are all hoping to reach to such a, let's say, utopian government and utopian city.
So now, Sheikh Ruhullah, I would ask you... Everybody talks about utopia, and we believe that the promised Imam, Ajalallah Farajah, would come, and that utopia would emerge in some levels. But then, how to achieve that utopia? As citizens of utopia, do we have any responsibilities? Can we help that utopia to be created?
Of course, as much as we could. We have to play our own role. We have to fulfill our responsibilities in regards with the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance, inshallah. So I think that utopia, if it would be established by the Imam, it needs a certain type of, let's say, tools, equipments, and means by which a specific sort of knowledge, specific sort of power that Imam should have, that Imam should has to establish that kind of system, an ideal sort of political system, economic system, social system.
And the most important part of those tools is human beings, the people who are
of course,
living
yeah,
in that
yeah.
society.
The people should support, the people should help. But I think since we believe that the Imams, alayhi salatu wasalam, they have a kind of specific or special sort of knowledge that they receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this knowledge is transmitted from the Prophet to the Imams. So that knowledge, that specific kind of knowledge would help the Imam to establish that sort of system. Otherwise, by this limited, ordinary knowledge that we have, or the leaders have, the kings have nowadays, even the experts or the professionals had, they cannot establish that sort of perfect sort of system. I think that's why Imam is a special kind of figure, a special kind of personality. He's not like other people.
Yes.
That's why we are following the Imams. If the Imams are like other people, then why should we follow them? Why should we actually trust them? And why should we listen to them? Why should we obey them? So since the Imams and the Prophets are special kind of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them, special sort of knowledge, special sort of let's say, capacities, capabilities.
Direct link to God.
Of course, yeah. So that's why they are able to do that, to actually brought a kind of ideal sort of society, ideal sort of place that people will enjoy a better life in this world. So that is as much as it is possible in this physical and material world. Of course, that perfect and idealistic sort of or imaginary sort of utopia that some people might have in their own minds Of course, that might not be even possible to be made or to be established in this physical world. So Imam will be able to brought a better life to the extent that is possible
in this world.
In this world, yeah. That's it.
That is applicable to this world.
But of course, that level of life or that kind of systems that he will establish, of course, it is not comparable
with
the
other.
Would
be the utmost that would be possible
exactly,
in this
exactly.
world.
Exactly. That is something that has never happened. Mm-hmm. And the other people are not able to do that. So again, that is ideal. That is the super sort of kind of system and the highest level possible. But of course, it has not happened. No other, let's say, people, societies throughout
history has never seen that.
Never seen that, never experienced that. So that's why that is an utopia,
mm-hmm.
of course. Yeah.
So the requirement of that utopia.
In that ideal and utopian society, we are expecting the actually social economic security as well. As I said, I was talking about security, but economic security is also of importance. Mm-hmm. And people find their economy flourish.
Actually, it does not happen over one night. It's not just something that miraculously everything is going to change. I guess the people also are going to have such features in them that they are ready to all the changes that is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Look, with the appearance and advent of Imam, people get more matured with Imam's presence, actually.
Mm-hmm.
With the presence of Imam himself, actually, people get mature and reach. And in Hadith, we have in case they have learned two letters of word of knowledge at the time of appearance of Imam, this will reach to 27. So two out of how many? 27 have been just learned. So the rest will come to us with the appearance of Imam. So it means that his own appearance is meaningful.
A whole lot of change.
So his own appearance is meaningful. So why we are talking about the economy and organizing the economy of the people, the economy of the world is going to grow. The reason is that Islam actually pays attention to different parts of human being. Not only the material life, but also to the spiritual part of human
exactly.
being. See, so these are of importance. And the last, I think one of the most, let's say, characteristics of Mahdavi utopia is perfection of mind and rationality. Look, in our hadith, in our Islamic sources,
and
from even the Quran.
How does that happen?
Yeah, inshallah, we'll get to that. The intellect has an important role. Look, whatever we are asked as the duty bound, we are asked and we are told that, okay, based on your intellect, based on your understanding, do this and do that. So Allah bestowed you a prophet, a real prophet that comes from the side. Actually, the revelation comes to him, and you have an inside yourself, a prophet inside yourself. So the prophet which is inside yourself is your intellect, is your mind that you think with that. So intellect understands that with the appearance of this noble existence, all these goodnesses comes to you. Then what are all for? Just to get perfected, to reach to this perfection. So we see, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So all these introductions are for us to be a good servant of God. In
exactly.
a utopian city, when everything has been given and every blessing has been actually bestowed and
fulfilled.
Given and fulfilled, then you are asked to be a good servant of God, to do your servitude, to actually be.
There's only one goal after everything.
That's when the mind is getting perfected, then you know, okay, who deserves to be to be worshipped, and this is only God. And Allah is the one who actually deserves to be perfect. Because He gave you whatever you needed. He gave you all the blessings. He gave you security. He gave you actually dignity. He gave you justice. He gave you whatever was your immediate needs actually are presented.
All what you mean is that during that time, we are going to have that awareness that the only person who is suitable for worshiping is God.
The outcome of the result of all the result of all these things in the world is just to reach to this point that okay, this is Allah who deserves to be
the worthiest of all.
Yeah, because when our mind or intellect gets perfected,
it's going to get wider.
Comes to its highest level, like the infallible people actually reach to this highest level that they understood who deserves to be actually worshipped. We, in our worship, even the believers, even the believers in higher levels, the difference is here between the infallible and not infallible people. They actually understood in the highest sense of it that Allah is the one who deserves to be worshipped. But ordinary people and believers have some way out to reach to that point.
Yes, very true. So now, just the point that you mentioned, but I'm going to ask Sheikh Ruhollah about how does that happen? How this readiness happens? I mean, people wake up and everything is solved?
Mm-hmm. You mean that for the people that now we have them, what will be happening for these
yes,
people?
Yes, what happens to them?
Mm-hmm. You know, when they see when the imam reappears, so there are certain things that are mentioned in riwayat and hadith that's happening when the imam reappears. But we are not going to talk about this kind of things. But what is going to be established, I mean, the system that is going to be established by the imam, that is important. And since, as it was rightly mentioned by Brother Alavian, that imam is infallible, so an infallible person make no mistake. So once you make no mistake, so you will bring us the best possible kind of system or lifestyle, or let's say you can provide us with the best possible sort of society.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's a kind of ideal society that the imam will brought us with, then
that's the part that goes for the leader.
Of course, yeah.
That is for the leader. Now the citizens.
Yeah, when it comes to the people, and the people also, you see, are in need of such kind of leaders. So the leader has the main role to guide the people, to lead the people, to tell the people and order the people what to do, what not to do, what is the role of the people. So we do not know now our roles. So the imam will tell us at that time that, okay, your responsibility is this society's responsibility, to this community should do that, class of people or category of the people should do such and such. So these are the things that will be ordered by the imam, and the people should follow the imam, and finally we will have the result of this obedience mm-hmm. of the imam.
So this is that's what happened. Thank you. It was such a nice session. I enjoyed it a lot. We talked about utopia, and inshallah, in immediate future, we would see a day in which the promised imam would come and reappear, inshallah. And in that society ruled by him, there would be justice flourishing everywhere, and there'd be no poverty, and all the great ideals of Islamic world would be fulfilled. Thank you for listening.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone.